accepted the word of God and heard it. Romans 10:17. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do we accept the word of God as believers today? We accept it hopefully when we read it in the Bible ourselves. You spend some time reading the Bible, God's word. When you read the Bible, God is God, you hear it from your heart. And then we accept the word of God by the preaching that we listen to. So when we hear from the preach the word of God, we accept the word of God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:21 that as fully Christ is preaching, that we are saved. God said to me, I'm going to read that to you. Are you kidding? This is how you've got the fully Christ of preaching in the Bible? That's exactly what it says in 1 Corinthians 1:21. So you can go up and preach periodically, you'll find out. Sometimes you can feel like a fully preacher. When you hear the word of God taught in Sunday school class, that is another way of accepting the word of God. Sometimes you watch the word of God on television, or you hear it in an evangelistic program. Have you ever heard the word of God in an evangelistic program? That's really an opportunity to hear the word of God. Or you hear the word of God as a rich man. Testimony that someone else. Oh, God, they've got more than a certain testimony of God, where it was said to him. But the key thing in the beginning step is accepting the word of God. You know that we can listen to the entire Bible in 72 hours? Amazing. That is as much time as most people watch television in 2 weeks. But not you sacrifice your television time to listen to the Bible on TV, you can listen to the Word of God from the beginning to the end, and that is hearing the Word of God. James reminds us that we are not to be hearers only, but doers of the Word. That is the right word for us in James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the Word and so deceive yourself, do what it says. We like to ask, how do we become a doer of the word if we haven't heard it or read it? Secondly, after hearing the word of God, we need to acknowledge it as the word of God. Back in 1 Corinthians 2:13, it says, we receive the word of God, that which we heard from us, we receive it. So when we receive the word of God, we not only need to hear it, accept it and acknowledge that it is indeed the word of God. We are not just reading or hearing words, we are hearing and reading words from God in heaven. Amazing. If we understand that, we will come to realize that the word of God is more valuable to me than food. John 20:12 says, I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. We will also realize that the word of God is more valuable than money. James 1:19-14 says, I have returned from the will of your testimony as much as my power purchased. I think we understand that the Bible is being taught, we would realize that it is more valuable than food, it is more valuable than money, and it is more valuable than speech. It would not then surprise you if it is given. When you think about getting up a little early to read your Bible, or reading your Bible late at night, think about what it is. Psalm 119:38. When the noise are away, through the night watches, and we have light and music in the air with you. So, what it means, what the Bible affects you around you, and you can think about it and meditate. And if you don't wake up in the morning, God bless you, and you're going to sleep with this word in your mind. The third step says, anticipate the word of God. Back in 1 Thessalonians 2:14 says, I only give the Spirit to we receive it as we walk in it, and walk in it and look forward to the Word of God. This means that they have only heard it with their ears, and heard it with their heart, so that we welcome the Bible into their hands. Many times people reject the Word of God, they don't hear the Word of God, build up walls so that it cannot penetrate your life. And some people do that, and it's not impossible. And now what the Bible says is that we build up walls and we don't have any affliction. If we hear God's voice speaking to us through the Bible, and we open our ears to it, and we heard it, and we acknowledged it, and we welcomed it into our life, we would not be the same kind of people that we were before God experienced. This is not just reading or teaching a text, this is God Himself speaking to me, from whom He would like. He would welcome that into our lives because there is no greater truth than the truth in God. When we hear the Word of God, the way we receive God's Word is how we regard Jesus Christ in our lives. So the written Word and the living Word have many things in common. If we compare the written Word and the living Word, God's body can make your attitude to the written Word as it is to the living Word of Jesus. There are many similarities in bread. The living Word is the bread of life. In John 6, verse 8, Jesus said, "Come to me, the bread of life." But the written Word is the bread of healing. Matthew 4:4 says, "He answered me, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.'" Bread is both the written Word and the living Word. We need to realize this. However you approach the written Word, it's the same way you should approach the living Word. Both said to be light. The living Word is light. Read John 8:12. And Jesus spoke unto them and said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Is Jesus Christ the light of the world? Absolutely. But the written Word is light too. In John 19:5 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Jesus is the light, the Word of God is the light. How do we approach the Word of God? It's probably how we approach the Son of God. We are not only the bread of life and life, we are also the truth. The living Word is the truth. Jesus said in John 6:14-6, "I am the way, truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And the written Word is true. John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is true." Psalms 119:160 says, "The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ways endures forever." Whenever you approach the written Word as truth, that way we will approach the living Word as truth. How we honor the Word of God and how we honor the Word of God is the picture of God we honor Jesus Christ. So it is not possible to say, "I have a wonderful relationship with Jesus, I just never read the Word." Whatever you do with the Bible is a picture of what you do with the living Word of Jesus. It was ever wonderfully displayed and settled from cover to cover. The Bible is all about enabling your understanding of God, Christ, and the Old Testament. And today, everywhere in the Old Testament, from Genesis chapter 3 throughout its entirety, it's a picture of the human Savior who is so wonderfully told in the New Testament. We believers in Thessalonica not only heard the Word of God, they welcomed the Word of God, and they anticipated the Word of God because the Word of God to them is a message to God the Father concerning Jesus Christ, His Son. therefore, it is increasing the word of God. That is in 1 Thessalonians 13, and we welcomed it, not as the word of man, but as the truth and truth, the word of God. We welcomed it, and we received it, and anticipated it, not as the word of man, but we received it as the great word and truth, the word of God. The contrast between the word of God and the word of man is just here. All is our joy that the people of the nation receive the word. All is the word of man, but it's the word of God. We thank God that God's speaking through the Christ that we have done in us. Sometimes today, we may receive the word of God only as the word of man. We have to receive that message. Rise and stand here. We can make the word of God for sure. You know that you can take Bible classes from a secular university as a volunteer. And granted, the Word of God is good literature. It's the best literature you can ever read. But if that is all you take the Bible to do to see literature, it will never have a beautiful fact in your life. Others say that the Bible is not a written word of God, but continues to be written. That perishable are God's word, and perishable are not. That perishable are inspired, and perishable are not inspired. If that is true, then who is inspired to tell us what perishable is inspired and what perishable is not? Surely we must accept the whole Bible as the word of God, and reject the whole Bible as the standard of God for healing. The whole Bible is inspired from the beginning to the end. When you appreciate the Word of God and welcome it as the Word of God, you will be different. Appreciating the Word of God, you should never approach the Bible as an approach to your faith. You are different in origin. The Bible is different in character. The Bible is different in content. The Bible is the Word of God, and it is inspired by the Spirit. Thank you. word of God is perfect and is bearing us out of the testimony of the Holy Spirit and provides the temple, the spirituals of the Lord are ready, converting our heart, the commandments of the Lord is pure, and we bring it home. Considering so many things to the Pharisees, just as they have been interpreted from the first word, they shall receive into glory. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I read the Bible, I know what to do. If I don't read the Bible, I have no chance of condemning. God counsels me to do his word. Thus then, the word of God will confirms my salvation. I am asking you. Thank you. appreciate your words and appreciate your words and your kind words.